This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. What the heck? Right here on the real side, always a... God bless America. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I do mean it. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the process. Be part of the fix, if you would. Right? I mean, we all want, I believe it. I believe that we all want what's best for this country. We just go about it different ways. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things up there that you can get involved with. Also, you can give me an email address. That would be really, really, really nice. Because if you give me your email address, I send out an email once a week. I let you know who's going to be on the show and the kind of things we're going to be dealing with and that kind of stuff. You can also buy some of the stuff that we have on there. It's always good. No, really, we do. We have some great stuff. You can buy one of my mugs, one of my coffee mugs. That'd be really cool, don't you think? Be good for me anyhow. Helps. Matter of fact, if you buy a TRS coffee mug, I won't guarantee you because your taste buds might be all, you know, fouled up. But I'm telling you, the coffee tastes better in a mug. I think it does, and I drink it every day. But if it doesn't, at least you get to keep the mug. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, and if you want text messaging, if you want to be notified by text, you know, about the show and what's coming up and that, you can always text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and you'll get a notice before the show starts. I don't do it for every show, by the way. I don't want to make me crazy, let alone you. So let's get to it. You know, I don't know if any of you really know this, but I guess what do we have today? We had President's Day, right? Now, how would you like it if you showed up for work first day of the month and your boss said, "Look, we're not doing birthdays anymore. We're doing everybody's birthday at one time." Wouldn't be very cool, would it? You wouldn't like it. I know you wouldn't. You know whose birthday it was? Well, I say was. Yes! Abraham Lincoln's birthday today. Not on President's Day. You know, seriously, and Washington's birthday is later on this month. Although, I don't know if Abe would have understood electric guitars. What do you think? Seriously, you know, if you could teach your kids just stupid little things, right? The government combined all these days together because they thought they'd save a buck. All they do is confuse everybody. Apparently, all the presidents were born on the same day. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate your time with me. Also, you know, nobody told me. We get the lighthearted stuff out of the way first. Nobody told me that Sunday was National Pizza Day. Did you know it was National Pizza Day on Sunday? God bless. And apparently in Italy, figures, right? They made, 100 chefs got together, and they made the longest pizza in history. And it stretched over 1.15 miles long. So there's a lots of pizza.
Where was the oven?
Where it was like they put it on rollers and they rolled it through the oven. So as it went through, it cooked. Take an Italian genius to do that one, if you know what I'm saying. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have. I mean, seriously, if you want to send me pizza recipes, I will try every one of them, and I will let you know what they taste like on the air. So if you like, as Xander always says, if it's cardboard pizza, don't send me the recipe, because I'll embarrass you. But if it's really good pizza, without pineapple, don't send me any recipes with pineapple in them. Anyhow, hey, this news is just in. There is no collusion. No Russia collusion between Trump and Trump himself, if you would, and the Russians. But they're not accepting that on the left. That's right. Because it's the Senate. Anybody else would have been fine. But because it's the Senate, they're not accepting it. Now, don't you think after all this time, the Senate has been through the same information that Mueller has, right? The House has had this information forever. Now, Adam Schiff, who has said millions of times that basically he's seen direct evidence. Well, apparently he's the only guy that's seen it. Mueller hasn't seen it. Don't you think they would have jumped all over him? Don't you think it would have been an early morning raid at all of the Trump's associates' house, all of them? And the ones that they've indicted and picked up have been picked up for what? Come on. Lying to the FBI. And not even lying about the Trump stuff. Most of them have been picked up for lying to the FBI because they've lied about their taxes. They've lied about what it was that they did or who they had conversations with and for what reasons. Did Trump ask them to do that? Can you prove that Trump asked them to do that? Because you can't. Nobody can. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you watch, you mark my words. You know what's going to happen here? They're going to find absolutely nothing. They're gonna push and prod. They're gonna try to stick a square peg in a round hole, and it's just not gonna work. And then we're gonna be on to, I don't know, tax evasion or something looks smelly in his taxes, because now they want to subpoena his taxes in to prove that there was some connection. And Schiff says, I think it is this Schiff says that, hey, look, he was pushing to build a Trump Tower in Russia for years before he ran for president. So what? He ran a business for years. Probably one of the few guys there that has run a business. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. We're going to talk about what's happening to our young kids in this country. Do they believe in God? Do they not believe in God? Why don't they believe in God? Pastor Hegg joins me after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't.
It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Here we go. Come on, everybody up and dance. Get some of that energy gun, right? I'm Joe, the senior host. This is The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you spent with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. So I have been on this kick for the last few weeks. I've been driving myself crazy, and which is not a, it's not a long drive anyhow. It's a very short drive. And I've been driving myself nuts. I'm looking at what's going on in New York, okay, with the not even partial birth. It's like the born alive abortion law is what they should call it. I see what's going on in Virginia. I see the conversation that's happening. And I'm going to say this, just put it out there on the table. Where are you Christians? Would you please come out from under your rock and start fighting for those things that are important to God? And don't care whether your friends like you or don't like you. Now, what's happened is that this has gone down. I'm starting to read more and more articles about churches. I don't want to say watering down the gospel or watering down their message, but now they're sitting at the table trying to figure out how to bring in millennials without hurting their feelings or trying to make it just a happier place for them to be. I mean, I don't have an expertise in this area. All I have is an attitude. So we're going to bring in Pastor David Haig to help me try to figure this out because I am totally lost here. I am lost as to how did we lose? Let me start off with the first one because I'm going to pop a vein. Where are our warriors? Where are our godly warriors that they applauded in New York the death of babies? It's what. Go ahead. You got to take this off my chest.
Where to start? We have to start in the level of ethics, and basically we have to start and say, okay, what is the purpose of life? You know, why am I here? Where did I come from? Where am I going? And who am I? And somewhere along the line, slowly, incrementally, we lost the idea that truth starts outside of me and I have to live up to it. We substituted that with, no, truth starts inside of me. I do pull my own strings. I must look out for number one. I am valuable. Me, me, me. I call it selfism. Not just selfish, but selfism, you know, all isms, it's a basic worldview. And you talk about what happened in New York and Kathy Tron in Virginia, she introduces this bill, which I understand was actually turned down, defeated today. But the idea that she was asked, if a baby is in the birth canal, will your bill allow that baby to be killed, to the life to end it? And she hemmed and hawed, but if you saw the interview on TV, which I did, she said, well, yes, it would. And I wrote an article that was in our paper here on Sunday called The Reign of Selfism. Why would anybody want to kill a child that's in the birth canal? There's only one answer. They're selfish. It's inconvenient. You know, that's what's behind abortion. And the whole idea, you know, that these babies are unwanted is ridiculous. I, as a pastor, know several families, several couples who are infertile and can't have children, and they would love to adopt infants. I've worked with several that have done that. But no, our nation will have nothing to do with thinking of someone else's better, best interests apart from my own. We are locked in selfism, and it's in the political realm, and it's invaded the church. So we're talking now about churches that will do anything to grow. So here's the question. What is the most important thing for a church to do? Is it to grow and get bigger, or is it bring glory to God through the proclamation of his gospel modeled by lives that are filled with love and compassion, but we don't give up truth just to appear loving?
But see, you hit on this love and compassion. This is like the age-old question, right? We want comprehensive immigration reform. Depending on who you ask will depend on the answer you get. Now, if we go down that love road, right, and even other Christians that I've had conversations with, you know, I'm pretty outspoken in this area, and I'll have them say to me, I'm not a loving person because I will not embrace same-sex marriage. I will not embrace abortion. I will not embrace things that, in essence, that God doesn't approve of. So
it is love. The reason I don't like abortion is because I love life, because I love children. The reason I don't like gay marriage is because I happen to know that those who get involved with same-sex attraction and live out that lifestyle, and there's a difference between being attracted and then living the lifestyle, I happen to know that it doesn't fulfill them. 40% of the people who get sex change operations commit suicide. We've got the most permissive society America has ever had and the highest suicide rate. Now, you may say, are those connected? No, but I'll tell you what, the despair that comes when you go against the way God made you can't be fixed. It just can't. You can get everything you want. And, you know, there's study after study that talks about homosexuality actually being something that puts people into despair. And there's great suicide in that community. And it's usually chalked up to, well, it's because people are bullying them. No, it's not. I mean, we don't bully homosexuals in America to the extent that people think we do. We're actually, especially in the church, we welcome them. Why? Because we understand that they are trying to be happy and can't be because of their choices. What they really need is to submit their lives to who God made them and deal with it in a proper way and find satisfaction not in what they want to be, but in who they are in Christ. The gospel is really the only answer to the problems that come when we live in a broken world, both for same-sex or for heterosexual, for singles, for married, for everybody. The gospel says you matter because God made you. And when you decide to live according to the rules that he made, you're going to be much more satisfied.
Yeah, it's funny when you look at some of the things that are going down and, you know, hate speech, for instance. You realize that, Facebook took down Franklin Graham or blocked Franklin Graham for 30 days because of hate speech, because he wrote about same-sex marriage. I mean, seriously, it's going to get to the point that any conversation, and I mean just about any conversation that has God at the center is going to be considered hate speech. But look, Pastor, one of the things that I push on a regular basis, I had a great conversation this morning with a very close friend who's a Christian, and I saw the light go on in his head, and I said, look, we have failed. We as Christian men and Christian women, but we as Christian men have failed. We've not taken our right place in society, in our families, with our daughters, with our sons. We can still fix this, right? Because our God is a powerful God, is he not?
Yeah, I semi-agree with you, Joe, and you're a friend, but I got to tell you, I don't think the answer is the public forum. I think the answer is the neighborhood. I think the answer is you and me and our neighbors in relationship. Relationship first, change second.
Okay, we're gonna talk about relationships and how we change it at the neighborhood level when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. And even if you're a devout atheist, it's a great conversation for you. Come on back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is being urged to support a congressional measure on border security.
I think he's got a pretty good deal here.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the bipartisan budget compromise includes funding for border security, but not as much as the president wanted. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The details are still being hammered out, but the tentative agreement represents a welcome path forward for our country and away from the dreaded government shutdown.
The investigation into Russian interference in the election continues. Utah Republican Congressman Chris Stewart.
I think Mr. Mueller is completing his investigation. By all of the signs that we can see, he's close to completing that, and I don't think he's going to find evidence of collusion. And so do the American people think it's fair to just say, well, we didn't find what we wanted to find, what we hoped to find, but let's just keep investigating.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. I heard that the text message went out with a bad link. I am so sorry. We'll fix that later on. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's the pastor of a large church in northern Los Angeles County. Always appreciate the honesty of the conversation I have with him. He's not one of those that figures it's my show, so he's got to agree with me, and I love that about him. Anyway, Pastor Haig, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
No, I mean that sincerely. I have people that, you know, they'll come on, and they don't want to challenge. It's okay. I make mistakes. I bleed like they do, and I know sometimes I won't say over the top. I refuse to say that about myself, but I get overzealous. How's that at times? And I don't mean to, but whatever.
I don't think I ever disagree with you. It's just mostly in proportion. You know, I'm a church guy, and you're an elected official, and we both believe that, you know, our area is the primary way that God's going to use, you know, in his kingdom and change people's minds. I mean, I'm very politically active. I tell my people at church, you know, if you want to know who to vote for, talk to me. I'll tell you how to live, not just who to vote for, but everything else. I don't do it from the pulpit because I got to use my time in the pulpit to tell people about Jesus Christ. So
right. We
don't disagree. We just may disagree in proportion.
Yeah. Well, you know, look at you. You were going down a road that I agree with you on. But it's like pulling teeth to get people to go down this road, which is live your life out in your gyms, right, in your neighborhood, in the clubs that you
yes.
I mean, people want that. What, there's Elks and there's Deer and there's Lions Club. I mean, there's all kinds of clubs that you belong to.
It's a zoo. It's a relative zoo. Yeah.
Right? Let's be clear, though. It's not that you're sitting at the table saying praise Jesus with everything the person says. That's not the point. The point is you're just living out your love for Christ in those arenas, right?
Yeah, and we live in a world that is filled with despair. I mean, you know, as well as I do here in our hometown, a pastor at another church, wife, two kids, took his life. I mean, here's a guy who's in charge of family ministries, And he's in such deep despair that he takes his life. And there are people all over the place who are going to work and coming home and look pretty good, but they're struggling. And here we are as believers. We have found the answer to the great questions. Where did I come from? God made me in his image. I'm valuable as a human being. You know, why am I here? I'm here to bring glory to God. How do I do that? Well, I surrender my life to Jesus Christ, and I find a joy the world can't give. So when I'm talking to you about relationship, what I'm saying is, well, we did a thing at our church this summer where it was, won't you be my neighbor? And we gave people a lot of different ways to actually invite their neighbors over, meet them outside, have a block party, to begin a relationship, because the media and other places, you know, they caricature Christians as, oh, we're just, you know what a Christian is, it's afraid that somebody somewhere is having fun. So we need to go out of our way. And, you know, what I have found is that when I approach people who live next to me, who work out next to me, that's a good one, who are on the field where I coach, and I approach them as a person, hey, how you doing? Where do you work? Oh, you do that? Great. What about this? Yeah, where do I work? Oh, I'm a pastor. Yeah, Grace Baptist Church. And they don't die. They don't run away. They say, wow, I never talked to a pastor before. And so you become friends. Then you give the opportunity. When you have a friend, you're given the opportunity to speak into their life.
Right.
And I got to tell you, everybody is hit with challenge and they want help.
I agree with you. But you know, I'm going to take it back to another thing. One of the mantras I've been on for months now is that we, as elders, if you would, or seasoned people, we need to be reaching out to our young people, our nieces, our nephews, our grandsons, granddaughters, sons, daughters, still today, and letting them know the joy that we, the security, the joy, the love that we have for God, and how much joy and that's brought to our lives, if you would. I look around, it's like we're afraid to talk to our nieces and nephews. We're afraid to impart the love of God into these people. I maybe it's always been like this. You know, you've been it longer than I have.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been that the younger generation kind of looks at their older generation and say, you guys, you don't have it all together. And I think that's, we're at a crisis point now, because largely the youth today, the millennials and the groups below them, they've been raised in a completely different environment than you and I were. And it's all about technology. I mean, we could get into the fact that, you know, they have 550 friends, but only on their phone, and they're lonely. There are these competing paradoxical studies that show that while our kids are more connected than ever, they are more lonely than ever.
Yep.
And what I tell our people at Grace is, hey, lead with your life. You know, be a big brother, be a big sister, get involved with the youth program at our church, be a tutor, do something, get involved in a young person's life, because they desperately want to be better than they are, and they desperately actually want to learn how to live life, because many of them haven't had parents that taught them, you know, how to get a job interview, how to do all these things. So, but I still think the church is a great place to do that. We do that at our church. We have a number, hundreds of youth that are on our campus, even as we speak right now. There are probably 400 youth on our campus that are learning, they're singing, they have mentors, they're in small groups, they're in a place where they can share the realities of their life with an adult who really cares.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the millennials, because they are leaving churches. They don't see anything at a church. I won't say that excites them. Well, I won't put it that way. But you know, we were talking about this earlier. I sent you a paper on the
right
idea that, you know, the 18 to 22s, they want you to be more technically engaged at church. Kids don't open up a Bible and start flicking through pages, right? You see them on their phones. You see little glows going on with everything, even inside the church. So are you dealing with millennials differently than you would any other group?
You know what? When I open the Bible to preach on Sundays, I'm using two iPads. I've got one for my notes and one for my text. So when I ask people, hey, take your Bible in whatever form it is, I don't care what form it is. You know, we have Wi-Fi in our auditorium, and if people want to, if I'm not a good enough speaker to hold their attention And if the gospel of Jesus Christ isn't a good enough story to keep them, then, you know, let them go someplace else. I don't believe that people have to go to church. I believe that God draws people to Christ, and that what we tell our folks is we hope your friends come through your front door before they come through the church front door, because it's all about relationship. It's all about befriending somebody. They see my life. They say, how come your life works so well? How come you're going through struggles, but you're still balanced? How come you and your wife have been married 41 years and you still love each other? How come your kids want to come home at Christmas? And I say, well, you know what? It's not me. It's that God has transformed my life in Jesus Christ. So that's what we're doing at Grace Baptist Church. We use technology, but the goal for us, here's the difference. Our goal is not growth. Many churches, the goal is growth, especially those that are catering to the millennials. And someone once said that growth as a goal is the ideology of a cancer cell. And so our goal is to bring glory to Christ. Our glory is to model the biblical life of Christianity that says the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and gentleness and goodness and, yes, self-control. And to love Christ is to keep his commandments. It's truth and grace. And believe it or not, every age group responds to that.
Well, I agree with you, but I'm looking at the numbers of why kids fall away from church, what they see going on, and the younger kids, the ones that I deal with, and you know what my position is as a trustee, some of them, the depth of thought because of these electronic devices. Now, I'm with you. I don't have a problem. Matter of fact, my Bible is on my iPad, my whatever, and I like it too, because if I want to look at several different translations, I could do that without having five books on my arm. Yeah, so it makes sense. But, you know, and it's easier to get to things or what have you. But, you know, when you look at why they're falling away, I thought this number was over 32% of them, they found that church members were too judgmental. And when you start looking at some of the other articles, a lot of these millennials don't believe or don't want to believe that God is against things that make you happy. See, we've taught these kids that if you're not happy about something, if it doesn't make you feel good or pleasurable, then it's the wrong thing to do. Well, sometimes it feels good,
yeah,
but it's the wrong thing to do.
See, I'm not worried about that. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, see? I knew you'd know what that music meant. He knows what capitalism's about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. And I know, you know, if you just give me your email address, I only send out one email a week. It's not like I beat the crud out of you trying to get you to respond to an email. Some people send out one a day, two a day. I don't do that. It irritates me to send them. I'm not going to send them to you. So just head up there, give me your email address, and I'm telling you, you'll learn a lot about who we're going to have on, the topics we're going to discuss. So I know some of you you think we're doing like a religious hour, but we're not. I'm trying to give you some information that you can use. I mean, it's not like you hear any kind of religious music when we have these conversations. Where's that coming from? What's that?
You have the controls.
I know. I do have the controls. And that's going to scare the crud out of anybody. Anyway, Pastor David Haig joins me as he does every week. Well, frequently. Hopefully start doing it every week. And I want to get into these discussions about I know it's kind of hard for some of you, but as Christians, as believers in God, I'll even go this far, as lovers of God, why aren't you living out your life to show your love for him and not be ashamed that you, and not even ashamed, let's just say afraid maybe. You know, Pastor Haig, help me before I bury myself here.
You know, I would just tell your listeners just to read the little book in the Bible called Titus. It's three chapters. The Apostle Paul writes to a man, Titus, who's on the Isle of Crete. And in those days, Cretans, there's a word, you know, we call people Cretans because they're barbaric. That's what the Cretans were. And six times in the book of Titus, Paul tells Titus, look, tell the Christians to be zealous for good works, to have lives that people notice, hey, why are you kind to people? Why do you help other people that in your business, you know, clean up messes? Why do you go around and find out who you can help? Why do you give people rides? Why are you the one that brings people coffee from time to time? Why? And here's pretty soon in this culture, being somebody who looks after other people, who smiles, who doesn't gossip, who doesn't get angry about every little thing, who doesn't text bad things, it's going to be noticeable. And people are going to ask, why are you so nice? And that's when you say, well, because my life doesn't belong to me. God, in his mercy, you know, he drew me to Jesus Christ. And I just want to live out the life that Christ has given me to live. And what you'll find is the people go, oh, are you a Christian? You'll say, yeah. And then suddenly all the stereotypes start falling away. And they go, but you're nice. You're compassionate. You help people. You're friendly. You don't gossip. You're not always mad about stuff. And so we lead with our lives, and it's got to be, it can't be just a few Christians. It's got to be all of us who name the name of Christ. What I tell people is, look, either change your label or change your lifestyle, okay? Because right now your life just does not add up to what Jesus wants.
You know, she's so right. You know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I see some people out there that always walk around with their finger in people's faces and telling them how they're going to hell and living a bad life. And
go, it's terrible.
We weren't called to do that. Jesus didn't say take up your bat and beat them into submission. I haven't seen that scripture.
No, not at all. Not even a little. And that doesn't mean that we don't live out the truth. It doesn't mean that we compromise or that we become, you know, Marvin Milquetoast who doesn't have an opinion. It means that we tell the truth, but we do it in love from a basis of helpful relationship. You know, there's too much, this social media thing has caused everybody to think that the best way to deal with disagreements is at their keyboard. You know, people think they post something, you know, they're being mad about something, they're critiquing it, they're judging certain segments of our society. I got to tell you, folks listening, when you put something on social media, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or whatever it is, it's like throwing one little pebble of sand onto Santa Monica Beach. Nobody cares about it. You don't change minds on Facebook.
Nope.
You don't win arguments on Facebook. All you do is tick everybody off. And if they know you're a Christian, it looks terrible on Jesus.
My wife's giving me that look. Are you beating on me? Oh, anyhow, you don't have to answer. It's okay.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yes. She's looking at me as you're talking. I'm going, okay.
I don't go on Facebook. I think I'm all about changing the world one life at a time. You know, one life, one neighbor, one guy I work out with. I get to stand in a pulpit and open God's word and say, hey, this is what Christianity is really all about, understanding what Jesus wants us to do, not compromising, but certainly having the compassion that we are allowed to have as believers. It's a great treat. It's a great privilege to be a Christian.
But in a loving way, we cannot skirt some of the things being thrown at us. We cannot skirt. You know, I go back to the politics of what went on in New York, and all I'll say to you is in my mind's eye, where were the Christians not rioting? You know that's not my personality, but calling the feet to the fire of those that went there. We're not talking about abortion in the womb at 8 weeks or 9 weeks. We're talking about a fully formed baby that can easily breathe and live on its own. And they applauded this We're back to Babylon, for God's sakes. It's scary.
Yeah. And I think the picture of them applauding has gone viral, and I think it actually diminished their cause. I mean, I am not a Roman Catholic, but I do know that the Roman Catholics, the bishop in New York, he said we should excommunicate Governor Cuomo for what he is signing and what he's saying. So I'm confident that there is reaction, but I'm also confident that our reaction as Christians is not going to be as in your face as, you know, the legislatures legislator in Virginia or even Governor Cuomo in New York. We're not going to stoop to that level. We're going to be civil. We're going to be cordial. We're going to be factual. And I believe that there are Christians all over the country. I believe there are non-believers all over the country who realize that any ethical stance that can put up with ending a baby's life at all, much less in the third trimester, that ethic cannot be the foundation of a good, ordered society. I think there are a lot of people who don't understand that.
No.
I hope.
No, well, and it's all about a woman's right to choose. And you don't have to say anything. I always say on the show, look, it's not about a woman's right to choose. It's about our right to choose what God wants us to do. We brought it back around, though, to it's what I want. What I want is right. What I want is
exactly
true.
Selfism. Yeah. Selfism.
You wrote about this.
Yes, women. If you don't want to have babies, choose not to have sex, or choose to do something about it so you don't get pregnant. Go ahead and make the choice. But make the choice that you want to live with, not one that's going to cause someone to die. I mean, this idea of pro-choice and that. Well, I'll tell you what else bothers me is when they tell me men don't have any voice in the abortion question. And I'm going, wait a minute, the baby in your womb it's got half my DNA in it if I'm the father. Some father has half interest in that child. And that woman allowed, you know, the conception to take place. I mean, this whole idea, oh, what about rape and incest? I mean, less than, what, one half of 1% are pregnancies that come from that?
Yeah.
And it's terrible argumentation, and I just hope America wakes up. That's what I pray for.
You know, this has been my argument all along, that the laws won't change this. You have to pray. Well, let's get past the prayer for a second, okay? There are things we can do on our own. Fathers need to step up and start teaching their girls and their boys the value of life, the value of each other, what God sees in that little girl, what God sees in that little boy. We're not doing that anymore.
Right.
You know, we're not teaching them about the real love of God. If I'm off, slap me around,
yes.
But I don't think so.
We also need to make a lot more out of the science, research that shows how those who have had abortions have all kinds of regret and mental problems they're dealing with for the rest of their lives. I've counseled with these women. There are women in our church who have had two or three abortions before they came to Christ, some even after. And they'll tell me, you know, if they're being honest, it still bothers me. I wake up in the middle of the night and, you know, worried that I've ended my own child's life. What kind of woman am I? What kind of mom am I? So anybody who has any kind of ethical foundation, regardless of what they will tell you, has a problem with abortion.
I just went looking for the story, but I couldn't find it. We did a story on the suicide rates. The depression rates of women who have abortions, and they're sky high, but you never hear about those. You'll never hear about that.
Right.
Look, this is part of you, part of your body, and you're ripping something out of there. Don't think that it's just a glob of cells and it means absolutely nothing. Today's science tells you that that's different. Okay, got 20 seconds. Tell people where they can find your wonderful writings and more about you.
Yeah, you can go to the Signal. .com is the paper I write for every Sunday. One of my columns in there. It's all about ethics. You can also go to gracebaptist.org. Gracebaptist.org is our website. You can hear my sermons. Some of my articles are there. But mostly, go to the Bible and find Jesus.
I knew that was coming. And HagueThought.blog. We'll put it up on the site. We'll be able to find it. Hey, thanks for being with me.
HagueThought.com, right.
HagueThought.com. There you go. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay.
Guys, don't go far.
So.
Thank you. We've got Trump skyrocket. Approval rate skyrocket.